Like a hole in the head. Boston, March 1998. It was Saturday evening, and we were in a suite at the Four Seasons in Boston. I was scheduled to have brain surgery in the morning. For security reasons, more specifically for reasons of secrecy, I'd be staying in the hotel overnight and checking into the hospital only an hour or so before going under the knife. Or in my case, the drill. Dr. Bruce Cook, who would be performing the surgery, had agreed to do the work on Sunday morning when the surgery floor of the hospital would be virtually empty in order to minimize the chances that word of the operation would get out. Dr. Cook had stopped by the hotel that evening to brief us once more on the procedure, go over the benefits and potential risks. I was familiar with the drill, so to speak, but much of it was new to Tracy. My mom had flown down from Canada to be with me for the operation and had joined us for the doctor's briefing. She hadn't heard any of it before and was visibly nervous. I knew that Bruce's calm, matter-of-fact confidence would do a lot to reassure them both. "You know, of course," he began, "that this procedure does not address the Parkinson's disease itself. It is not a cure. It will not alleviate rigidity, balance issues, or many of the condition's other symptoms. What it will do, if successful, is eliminate that tremor on your left side." That tremor on my left side, once an annoying twitch in my pinky back in Gainesville, a lifetime ago, and only 4 years earlier the wiggly hand that I'd tutored Sam how to wrangle, had by now developed into something much bigger and more debilitating. Indeed, I could no longer characterize the tremor as a feature of my left hand, or even of my left arm. It had become a domineering presence in the whole of my left side. Every time my most recent dose of Sinemet would wear off, the disease presented me with a concise history of my symptoms. First the tapping of the pinky, then the dancing hand, and within 15 minutes or so, the whole of my left arm would be tremoring. Tremoring, actually, is too subtle a word. The tremor would start my whole arm bouncing. Flapping like the wing of an injured bird, it would generate a seismic energy that, although originating on one side, was forceful enough to shake my entire body. Sometimes, while I waited for a pill to start working, I'd have to place all of my weight on top of my arm to hide the effects of the tremor. I don't mean I was just sitting on my hand, but actually on my arm, my left butt cheek wedged into the crook of my elbow. I'd sit like that for minutes at this ridiculously awkward cant, a human leaning tower of Parkinson's.